It has just been announced that Maestro Andras Nelsons, the 15th music director in the history of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, has a contract to stay in that role through 2021 and 2022 season.
Nelsons made his Boston Symphony Orchestra debut in March 2011, leading Mahler Symphony No. 9 at Carnegie Hall. In summer 2012, he made his debut at Tanglewood, and in January 2013, he made his Symphony Hall debut.
Nelsons is also leading major orchestral tours worldwide, and he embarks on his first European summer festival tour with the BSO at the end of this summer, with performances in cities including Salzburg, London, and Paris.
Maestro Nelsons will conduct as part of Tanglewood on Parade and at the Tanglewood Music Center's 75th Anniversary Gala concert on Saturday, as well as a few other concerts at Tanglewood before leaving for the aforementioned world tour. Maestro Nelsons, welcome to the roundtable.
Oh, thank you very much. Very kind.
Very nice to have you with us. So let us get the news part of this out of the way. How did the contract extension come about? Did you did they want you for longer, or did you want them for longer for a little more stability, or a little bit of both?
I think in order to continue relationship and in such a longer period of time, you have to be sure that this is emotionally and musically, you know, the right match. And of course, before signing the first contract, which was starting from last season, which is 5 years, of course, I was, of course, hoping that it would be, of course, wonderful if we could continue the relationship go forward with our collaboration. But, of course, you never exactly can say how it will go when you start the position. At the end, or towards the end of our first season, when a wonderful, you know, management team from the orchestra side and from my side, they came together and This great proposal from the orchestra cable, how about making it, you know, this journey continue and to make to prolong the contract now. And that was really a great surprise and a great joy for me, because I think it is a sign that we are a great team, and we are looking forward to the future. And that's very important, of course, for me personally. It's also very important for us to build a long-term relationship and to, you know, to do the thing, great mission we do is to firstly enjoy playing this great music and to share it with wider and wider audiences in Boston, Tanglewood, and of course around the world, as you told, going on tours. And so this came, it was, a great teamwork, and I'm very thankful to the orchestra for this amazing offer to continue the relationship, because I think this is, as I told, the relationship conductor and orchestra is so much based on the teamwork and the musical and human relationship, because that level orchestra, which is one of the world's best orchestras, Boston Symphony, is, you know, it's a great challenge, and it's a great responsibility to be a music director of such an orchestra with such a tradition and such a great experience of amazing conductors and predecessors. And so it's a great joy and great honor for me that they asked me in the first place to become music director, and then now to prolong the contract in such an early stage after our first season. And I am really, really thrilled. You know, we are looking forward to our relationship even getting stronger and looking even deeper into our relationship and into the music. And it very much reflects on looking and sharing and thinking how to be involved to explore and to introduce the classical music and the music we do to wider and wider audience. And of course, the audience, it really felt and has confirmed for me personally after this first season stronger and stronger is this great feeling of this family, big family feeling and support when talking to the board members and talking to these wonderful dinners that they have and talking about the future. And it's such a passion and such a respect for a great tradition orchestra has, and talking about the past, talking about the present, and very passionately talking about the future, and that also very much, you know, opened my mind, and also for looking into even more further future together with this wonderful, amazing orchestra.
So I have a question for you. You came up as a trumpet player. Do you favor the trumpets in the orchestra, or do you treat everybody equally?
Of course, for me, being a trumpet player, I still remember the fingering, and, you know, I haven't played for 13 years, so my playing is, you know, I can't play anymore, but, I mean, I really treat every musician and every, you know, with equal respect, you know, and, you know, I'm glad that I played trumpet in the orchestra, because I could experience how it is to play in the orchestra, how it feels to be in the orchestra, inside the orchestra myself. But we have amazing trumpet section, so I'm very proud of that as well. But we have all the musical sections are extremely strong.
We just had principal trumpet Tom Rolfs on, and he had very nice things to say about you. I assume you have very nice things to say about him.
Oh yeah, Tommy's yes, he's our star and a wonderful player, of course, wonderful musician, and a wonderful human being. Very, you know, very sensitive and very caring, and caring about the orchestra, about his section, about the orchestra generally, about the sound and about the, you know, it's really very very. A great member of the family, and of course, you know, we were rehearsing with the Tanglewood student orchestra now, Mahler 8th Symphony, which is coming up later this week.
Right.
And of course, Tom is, besides being an absolutely brilliant player himself, he is also a wonderful teacher and coaching young musicians. And I mean, he's young himself, but even younger musicians. And the first trumpet of the student orchestra, you know, it's a challenging part of Mahler 8th Symphony, and he's so sweet. He sits in the orchestra and, you know, coaches and gives tips to the young trumpet player and say, oh, you know, how you should maybe to do this place, how you should do this. So it's really sweet to see, you know, how he cares also about, you know, the young generation coming. But he's one of the personalities of the orchestra who really presence the soul and the, you know, the spirit of this orchestra.
I always like to ask, try to put people on the spot and ask if, what's harder, the French horn or the trumpet?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, I think none of the instruments is easy, or obviously I haven't played French horn. I mean, I've tried some notes, and as a trumpet player, you take a French horn. At first, you so easily hit the high notes. You know, the pee, like, oh my God, it's probably so easy to take high notes. But then after a while, you think, oh no, it's difficult. So basically, obviously, there is a different specific and difficult that from trumpet as well, in any case. But it depends on the player, of course. I think it's equally challenging and equally, you know, great if you are in a level, in that high level as a Boston Symphony Orchestra. So for me, I would say French horn would be more difficult probably.
Now, not that it happens very often, but certainly you as a great conductor are standing up there, and one day, even in the Boston Symphony, somebody hits a bad note. What do you do? Do you wince?
No, I any kind of a little accident can happen with not accident, but any, you know, it can theoretically happen with anyone. But I personally don't react at all, because I know what is, I feel what was an accident and what is kind of a chronic, and there is no chronic.
Not in the Boston Symphony.
Things, yeah. You know, not in Boston Symphony, no.
Yeah.
So, but I think, because at the end we are. And, you know, the result and the aim is to perform the music and to inspire people and to, you know, to touch their hearts, and, you know, and to pass the message, or the composer wants to pass through the piece, and this emotional connection, an intellectual connection, which we transform through the music to the audience. That is what is our goal, and of course, the way we do it, of course, is through playing the notes and playing it louder, softer, faster, slower, or. But the message comes through not only by playing, you know, the right note in the right speed, but actually it's how we perform it in terms of, you know, emotional message and the energy, what message we give. And if we play absolutely perfectly, which anywhere this orchestra play, but I hypocritically say, you know, if the orchestra plays mathematically brilliant with no mistakes, but it's not emotionally charged, and it is, I think this, I don't see the big excitement and the reason for playing music at all, almost. But if orchestra plays in a perfect technical quality, and it also produces the emotional message or intellectual message or technical message, which is something, it depends on the composer and the piece. And then, of course, it talks to the audience and it touches the audience, and that is the goal.
How would you characterize the sound of the orchestra? You've played with so many orchestras across the world, with and conducted. And I'm curious as to, so when you come into an orchestral situation that has such quality, how do you define that sound?
Obviously, every orchestra has its sound, the traditions, and of course, it's based, I think, on a combination of things, of course, of the tradition and the history and the tradition of who has been the music directors, what players from which countries are dominating. And of course, therefore, Boston Symphony is also based, I think, on these things. And of course, as we know, the great influence of French tradition, Germanic tradition, Slovenic tradition, and of course American. It's kind of blended within this orchestra, Boston Symphony Orchestra, being is one of the oldest and with the richest and strongest tradition in the United States. It has this, you know, very strong, I think, identity with its sound, and based on these, I think, traditions, which is, I think, very much French, Germanic, you know, Russian, Slovenic, and American, which is, at the end, what all these traditions bring. So this is a sound of, it's a very, you know, it's like a, I would, if I may somehow, it's difficult to put in somehow in words, but maybe kind of a creamy sound, if you think, it's a kind of a deep, but not dark, as in terms of, you know, dark in a bad sense, but it's kind of a creamy, rich sound, but, you know, I would as a really cream sound, which is beautiful, delicious, and that's how I would. And also, I think it's also the great combination of the precision, of, you know, of the edge, which certain repertoire require. For example, if you play Shostakovich symphonies, which we just now recorded the first CD with Deutsche Grammophon collaboration, which is, you know, it needs a bite, you know, this precision and this extremely, you know, characteristic playing, and the moments where you need this kind of, you know, the French smooth and a little flexible and sensitivity, and that, and it's also there. And you know, this level orchestra, based of course on its tradition with its own sound, but also they're so flexible to any repertoire. But overall, the orchestra, I think, I would characterize as a, you know, this influences of all these great traditions, which comes with this special flexibility and beauty and richness, and this is kind of creamy sound, and also this has this precision edge, which is also, you know, great. So this is, but it's very difficult to explain in words, and a constantly beautiful sound, you know.
Well, that's for sure.
It's very difficult to explain. Yeah, it's difficult to explain. Yeah, to put in words. I mean, the best thing is, of course, is I really invite everyone to come. First, of course, to Symphony Hall in Boston. And of course, to Tanglewood as well, and or anywhere where we are going on tour, to really experience the sound of orchestra, and then you know everyone could be able to describe, you know, because the sound that they feel about the orchestra, because again, it's also very subjective. Maybe every person would feel different reactions, and of course to hear the Boston Symphony Orchestra in Boston Symphony Hall, It's another combination of sound what the Symphony Hall in Boston gives, which is one of the best halls in the world. So this is all the blending all these aspects together, the tradition, the individual playing and players, and and the symphony hall. And again, it's the atmosphere and the input and the energy and support what the audience gives, because that inspires again, you know, us and musicians to feel that the orchestra feels that they are loved, they are supported, they give their best, and not only professionally and technically, but they give their hearts out. And that's there's a big difference whether you just play, as we spoke, you know, earlier, you know, you burn and you give your heart for the music you play, and that's a big difference. And for me, my goal, and it only works if it's a combination of both. I think that's where we are always aiming for each concert, really. Sometimes it's you never can predict. Each concert is different, and sometimes you achieve more, and sometimes you achieve surprisingly more, and sometimes you achieve not the same as you have expected. So you never know. But this is the goal that you are. We want to touch the people, really, not only just to inform about classical music, but, you know, to feel them, basically to infect them with classical music.
Well, infect them with creaminess.
Yeah, that's maybe...
sure.
Yeah, I think it's an infection, yeah. And that this orchestra has a... Yeah, they're very infectious, so that's great, you know.
We should note the recording that you mentioned is just out. It is Shostakovich Under Stalin's Shadow with you conducting the BSO, which is a beautiful recording. Also, Maestro Andras Nelsons will conduct Tanglewood on Parade tonight. Also, you will conduct the Tanglewood Music Center 75th Anniversary Gala Concert on Saturday, as well as a few other concerts at Tanglewood before leaving on the world tour. Andras Nelsons is the music director of the BSO. Maestro, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Maestro.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure, and welcome, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.